This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly?
I mean, that's real news.
Get to the massive story here in just a moment, but Michael Lombardi, who was the, he was their manager, general manager for North Carolina, he has resigned as the general manager of North Carolina. He had been on paid leave in the wake of an internal investigation into a human resources complaint filed by a former UNC front office employee, according to ESPN's Pete Thamel. The scope of the investigation, according to ESPN, has since widened and has included attorneys reaching out to UNC staffers, coaches, and even coaches' wives and girlfriends, sources told ESPN's David Hale. Questions have been asked of witnesses about Lombardi's role in hiring and firing decisions regarding female and minority staffers. So, yikes. The university did say in a statement that it will continue its ongoing investigation and will consider all appropriate corrective actions responsive to the information it learns. Lombardi thanked North Carolina in a statement saying, "Thank you for the opportunity to serve as the GM of UNC football," and added that he made the decision to allow the team to focus on the 2026 season. So that is a wild story. There's other news surrounding Coach Belichick's son, too, that's part of this, but not a lot of concrete evidence right now. We just know he had allegedly a sickness or something that removed him from the team, but we don't know exactly what that is. The big story. You heard it plastered, saw it plastered all over the Buffs game last night. Judge grants injunction to pro players seeking LSU return. Specifically, Daquan Wright and Xavion Harris are cleared to return to college football after brief stints in the NFL, according to a judge's order issued Thursday evening, setting up a dramatic showdown now between the SEC and LSU. I mean, the SEC is going to sue LSU. The judge is saying you can't do that. I don't know. This is a wild story. The positive is for these fifth-year guys, like guy we talked about on the show, like Langston Reynolds, who didn't sign a pro contract. They just want the fifth year that wasn't given to them if you were done with college in the spring of 2026, which is dumb. That part is actually good news for Langston, because if they're going to allow this to happen, then they're going to easily allow Langston's situation to be fine. But this is, I get it, this is an outlier. I don't believe this is going to be the new thing. This is all because of that fifth year. So what happened? These guys, they declare for the draft, they sign professional contracts, whatever, they get on a pro team, preseason team. Well, a lot of them didn't realize that they had a fifth year available to them. So instead, they signed a pro contract. And who knows? They might have signed a pro contract anyway. They might have declared for the draft anyway. But the fact is, they didn't know. Does that make it right? No. You guys have heard me talk about this a lot. I think the fifth-year guy, the guys that should have a fifth year, the Brock Wisneys, the Langston Reynolds, if you played four straight years and they changed it up, but they said the guys that are graduating in 2026 are not going to be allowed this role, that was a dumb thing That was such an oversight by the NCAA. But I do draw the line at signing a professional contract, whether you had the information or not. You don't allow a guy who's just spent the entire summer, you know, in mini camps and OTAs and training camp, then preseason, maybe they didn't play, but they're still part of the team. They're gaining something from being around all those NFL minds. And you mean to tell me that that's just fine? We're bringing these guys back and they can just come back? Now, the major freak out is a lot of people thinking this is the norm now. I sure doubt it. I hope not, because if this is the norm, then yeah, we're cooked. But I do believe that most of this is just because, all of this is because of the fifth-year confusion. And this isn't going to be a case where anybody can now go, hey, I'm just going to declare for the draft, dip my toes in it, and if I don't like what I see, I just go back to the NFL or back to the NCAA. If that's allowed, which, who knows, maybe a judge comes in and rules that that's fine too. That if you still have eligibility, even though you signed a pro contract or you declared for the draft, then you could come back. This is a wild story. So both these players are suing the NCAA in Louisiana so that they can play a fifth and final season for LSU. After the ruling, one of the players, Daquan Wright, said he plans to be ready to play against Clemson, adding that he has had 2 days of practice with LSU this week. It's so weird, guys. He said, I've been working out, doing my own thing before I was able to practice, so I'm definitely well prepared. Attorneys representing the SEC say they plan to file an appeal to the judge's decision as soon as possible. Here's their statement. The SEC's presidents and chancellors unanimously adopted a clear and reasonable standard. Member universities should not place former professional athletes on their rosters. Lane Kiffin says it's not like they played in games. It's not like they were there for a long time. Yeah, but you signed. You were paid a little bit. That sets a weird precedent going forward. And if somehow a judge deems that this is okay going into the future, then yeah, college sports is going to take a major, major hit going forward. I just can't understand it. But this is what's going on. I mean, the Sorsby case. Sorsby won. He did. He and Texas Tech, I think they let cooler heads prevail. I think they came together. Well, I think there was money involved. But I think Texas Tech looked at it and said, this is a firestorm. Are we ready for that? Do we want to take on the NCAA and the Big 12? Do we want to take this on? Or do we just want to say, hey, Sorsby, man, this isn't a good look for us. Having a guy that gambled on sports and gambled on his own team playing for us, we are catching a lot of heat. Maybe this is bad for both parties. And I'm guessing there was some kind of dollar settlement, too. I'm guessing he still got his NIL money. But Lane Kiffin and LSU are not doing that. Lane's going to fight it. You better believe with every fiber of his being, Lane Kiffin is going to take this as far as he possibly can go. Yeah, saw this from Ross Dellinger, too. Louisiana plaintiff's attorney Ryan Downton tells Yahoo Sports he would ask the court to hold LSU in contempt if the school decides against adding the players. The judge enjoined LSU in order presumably preventing the university from actions that adversely impacts players. Trey Wallace posting, Louisiana judge enjoining LSU also means that if Lane Kiffin adds the players to the roster and then takes them off, the school would violate a court order. If LSU removes the players, I'm coming back here to court to hold in contempt of court, attorney Ryan Downton told Trey Wallace. So this is one of those stories. It's not going to stop. And the further we go down this rabbit hole, the more video game-like this seems in the world of college sports. And, of course, you know Lane Kiffin's going to be the dude that just fights this. He is going to go down swinging no matter what. He doesn't mind being the enemy. Texas Tech did. They didn't want that. I'm not saying they're squeaky clean and they don't do anything wrong, but that was a lot of heat. the Soresby gambling thing and now the professional players coming back to play, they're all pretty... I still think the gambling thing is worse, but none of them, none of these things are good looks for the NCAA. And it, this is not just a sports story. This is a national story. You guys saw it all on the TV last night. It was all over the place once this breaking news hit that the judge is going to allow this. A statement given by the SEC also said the SEC will continue to defend this standard, the principle of fair competition, and the conference's authority to govern competition among its member university. LSU President Wade Rousey said in a statement Friday morning that the school will carefully review the court's order and continue to work constructively with the SEC and the NCAA as the matter moves forward. Rousey added, also pushing for the U.S. Congress to pass the College Sports Act, protect College Sports Act. College football does not deserve this kind of ambiguity in eligibility standards. Yeah, man. Without order, without real control in the NCAA, you are going to continue to see this. And we keep saying, and I'm almost annoyed of the term now, saying wild, wild west. But until you can have some order, and I'm not even saying this is the NCAA's fault now. Now, have they screwed up? They've screwed up a lot over the years. They made their situation worse. If they would have handled things appropriately years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But now, I actually do agree with what they're trying to do, and that's fight a lot of these things that just make this sport go absolutely insane. So, until Congress, I do believe that Congress needs to be involved, because until that happens, the NCAA is going to keep making rules, and then they're going to get shut down in court. Because it's all about the players now, the individual, and what are their rights. Because for years, the NCAA fought hard to contain a player's rights. And you couldn't get paid. You know, your lifestyle was much different than a regular student athlete's. We're going to make video games, put your face on there, great. We make that. The NCAA makes the money, the player doesn't. And I know there are a lot of people up in the air about NIL. When done appropriately, I do believe that NIL can be a good thing, but the problem is, it's the NCAA. Nothing is done appropriately when it comes to this. And so, because the NCAA fought so hard to contain their players, when one story started happening, when they passed the NIL thing, when Jeremy Bloom started filing a lawsuit, against the NCAA, when you had the NCAA video game case take place, it just opened it all up, leading us to NIL, leading us to where we are with the fifth-year thing. And that's not necessarily related, but they're trying to clean up the language of the fifth-year thing. But they didn't look forward. They didn't stop to think what this might look like if they don't allow the 2026 spring graduates that fifth year, even though they just played four. It was a simple fix, guys. We would be done with this. Well, we'd probably still be dealing with the professional contracts coming in. Maybe not. Maybe Brock Wisney never signs a contract to go play in Spain if he knew in April that he was going to get a fifth year. But the NCAA, for some reason, said the cutoff will be 2023. Even though the math tells you, wait, go back 4 years. If a player did hypothetically play four straight years, then they should get a fifth year. So this is a lot on the NCAA. I do truly believe that. However, I think they're trying to get order. They're trying to fix some of their messes and clean this up. But it might be too late. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Oh, man. Ross Dellinger. Clemson has notified LSU that playing former professional players on Saturday may breach the game contract between the schools. It just keeps getting better. And LSU just keeps looking worse. Clemson intends to play the game, according to Ross Dellinger. They're not seeking financial damages, but they're seeking something. I don't know where you go from here, but this story is not going away anytime soon, and LSU's going to play a football game tomorrow. Let's read a couple of texts. Aaron chiming in on the First Advantage text line. That tells you how much guys are making in college versus their starting pay in the NFL. Well, yeah, but a lot of these guys were getting cut from NFL teams. So they're thinking, now I got to go try to get on another team on a practice squad somewhere and try to make a team. Why not just go back to LSU, where I'll probably be a starter? Big Hub texting, and I think he's for it because it's his former players. That Lane is? Yeah, of course. They're Ole Miss guys. Smitty texting in again on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. This all started with Ed O'Bannon filing suit with the NCAA. The NCAA dug in its heels wrongly, and it all unraveled with countless lost lawsuits. They do pick the wrong spots to dig in. They're picking the wrong spot here. Yes, they need to dig into pro players playing college sports. They don't need to dig in on guys that went four straight years and played four straight years of football or whatever and then are seeking a fifth year, but they are fighting it. They're fighting our friend, a guy named Brock Wisney, a part of this deal. 21 minutes after the hour. Hey, guys, come on out and say hello. CB and Potts Restaurant and Tap Room at the Collindale Golf Course says we're kicking off a busy CSU football weekend. The Border War is tomorrow. Who do you got? Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. And then we got Rocky Mountain Kickoff coming up today at 2 o'clock. The fellas just got here. They're hanging out. It's going to be a great time. So keep it here. Or better yet, come out and say hi to us at CB and Potts. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Broncos are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Joe Cravens, former Big Sky basketball coach, now Big Sky broadcaster, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1, 1310 KFK. You better listen. It's more fun than getting dirty.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. We are live and on location at CB and Potts Restaurant and Tap Room here at the Collindale Golf Course. They got the Ram for Life, the golf charity event going on right now. And then we have the Friday Night Lights kickoff CSU football weekend party at 3 o'clock. So we'll be going from 3 o'clock until 10 o'clock. So come by, say hi. We're going to be on here until 4 o'clock, Rocky Mountain kickoff. It's coming to here the juniors and Dan himself here. So we're going to talk about the Buffs. We're going to talk about the Bears. Had a chance to talk to Athletic Director of South Dakota, John Schimmel, nephew of Jerry Schimmel. Is no Jerry. And South Dakota's good football team. They said South Dakota favored by a lot of points last year. And it's over. 8. You're the king. God, we are idiots out here. Sign language didn't work. They were favored by a lot. And UNC went to overtime. I think this Bears team's going to be better. But I just don't know. I don't know if Weber State's good. I don't know if they're any good. It's hard to tell week one. 0 week, even. But, you know, Weber State, a lot of new dudes, maybe that works out. But for UNC, I think we know, hey, we got a good quarterback. Worried about the injury situation. Hopefully our guy Jack Zeebell is okay, because that's a big one. Starting center. Maybe their best player. Maybe the best player on the team. But that's a concern. But I think the fact that we're even talking about, hey, do the Bears do they have a chance against South Dakota? If this were 4 years ago, we'd literally just say, they play South Dakota, don't bother paying attention to it. because it's going to be an absolute blowout. Now, it may not be that realistic, but we're at least going, okay, they went to overtime with them last year. The spread's in the 20s again. Can they cover that? Can they win? The tide is changing for the Bears, no question. But how much? And listen, Ed's got time. This isn't CU. This isn't CSU. Ed's got time. Ernest Collins Jr. was the head coach for the Bears for 8 years. And he had I think he had 2 good years. 6 really, really awful years. And they kept him. They finally moved on because, hey, they got so tired of losing that they said to move on. And then they got Ed McCaffrey. And that was a poop show. Ed Lamb's got a lot of time. Plus, he's good in the community. So the pressure's not necessarily on him. But at the same time, maybe there should be pressure. Because when do you start wanting for more? You got the lights. And Ed was a big part of that. I'm not insisting that he's on the hot seat by any stretch. But we want to see this team start to win. Start to bring some of that winning culture to the football program. They win in so many other sports, but we all know it. It's football. Unless you are one of those very few schools that is considered a basketball school. The Bears have a great basketball team, but you don't really consider them a basketball school. They definitely need to have football be good. And I tell you what, you beat South Dakota this weekend. Now we're cooking. Smitty's got a poll question going on X. Yay. Should whole show revoke the hashtag Hall of Fame status of Go Pokes for his shenanigans and constant badgering Mr. Brady Hull on Twitter and on the KFKA text line? I'm voting yes, but I won't revoke that power because Go Pokes is not really my enemy. I mean, he's acting like I've already picked CSU to win this game. Picks are on Friday, and everybody knows that. And I haven't made picks yet. I very well could pick Wyoming. I could definitely see Wyoming winning this game. So Go Pokes, I think he's trying to do the whole Michael Jordan thing where Jordan just created enemies, even though he would come out later and say, yeah, that guy actually didn't do anything to piss me off, but I created a story in my head to make me hate that guy. That's what Go Pokes is doing. He's essentially Michael Jordan. He is basically Michael Jordan. And I am Phil Jackson. And also Michael Jordan. I am both of those guys. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Don't forget, we're live and on location here at CB and Potts Restaurant Tap Room. Thank you, Derbs. The wind is blowing things. And as Derbs says, you can't do anything in the wind. You saw it last night. That Georgia Tech CU game. And listen, Buffs fans are pissed at me for saying it was a gross game. You guys are so damn sensitive. I am in friendly confines here in Fort Collins, so I can say whatever the hell I want today. You guys are so sensitive. I can't even say a game was boring anymore. It was. You think that was fun? It was like a low scoring fumbles, false starts, fumbles. Not a great game. But yet, oh, Brady just beat her. I've seen plenty of games. I've been on the show. The Broncos are boring. They were boring 2 years ago. They were terrible. Remember the game in London against the Jets? I can say a game is boring without having the Buffs Mafia come after me and say I'm just attacking Coach Prime and the Buffs fans. They won. I'm glad they won. It was a fun game. At the end, the last 2 minutes of the game were fun. For the most part, it was a gross game. I can say that. Anyway, how did I even get on that? I don't know. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We are live and on location for the Friday Night Lights kickoff CSU football weekend party. It is a mouthful, but rightfully so. Big event needs big title. Ian Potts Restaurant and Tap Room at Collindale Golf Course here. We got the Rams for Life golf charity event, and then we're going to be kicking everything off. The party starts at 3 o'clock out here at CB and Potts. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be beer. We've got the fellas out here hanging out. It's going to be a great time. So do me a favor, stop by and say hello to us here at CB and Potts Restaurant and Tap Room. And look at this. Wow. I got to say this. I'm pulling back the curtain here. The KFKA staff is helping a gentleman set up a tent. They all got up. Danson got up. Derbs got up. Even Tanner got off his chair to go help set up the tent. Tanner was last, obviously. Mike and Derbs stepped up quickly, and then Tanner, I think, felt bad because he's like, they're outshining us, so I need to go. Outshining me, so I need to go help. They're helping set up the tent. Great. This group here at KFKA, just great people. We may not be very smart, but we can help people out. Derbs is doing a wonderful job raising the tent for this young man. And, of course, for Zvi Brewing, I love Zvi Brewing, man. I'm all about that place. This is going to be fun. Come out here. Have a beer with us. Tanner will buy you a beer, and we'll have a blast. Keep it here on the whole show, live from CB and Potts in Fort Collins. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, live and on location at CB and Potts Restaurant and Tap Room. We are celebrating. We're getting ready for the Border War. And, man, it's going to be fun. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, I believe CSU is a 3.5-point favorite in this game to start off the Jim Mora era, the Pac-12 era, all that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're getting texts coming in, Noob texting in. I haven't heard from Noob in a while. I think Hall of Fame access should be voted on by OG Hall of Famers. Yeah, Noob is definitely one of those guys. We're going to get into a debate about the Hall of Fame and revoke it. Okay, so Noob, vote. Smitty is moving that we revoke Go Poke's Hall of Fame status because he's been giving me so much crap this week. And I'm saying yes and no. Yes for funsies, but no, not really. Noob saying, hey, I think the OG Hall of Famers need to vote on this. Faith, anyone who says that game wasn't boring. Oh, talk about CU. Anyone that says that game wasn't boring other than the end is delusional or has never watched an actual exciting game of football. It basically just became background noise after a while until the last 2 minutes of the game. And I locked back in. Yeah, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to say that, oh, because it's CU, it's boring. You, like, think so highly of yourselves that you're the only game in the world that I could ever think is boring. I've seen plenty of football games that are boring. Teams that I love. I've seen the Nuggets play boring games. It happens. It doesn't mean I'm being a jerk. It doesn't mean I'm going after Prime. Golly, you guys. Eastside Chris. Is there beer involved with helping set up a tent? I don't know. And Zvi Brewing, I love it. You guys have heard me talk about them a lot on my show. They are outstanding. And we're trying, you know, the guys helped set up the tent. Maybe they'll get a beer out of the deal. I'm not sure. But we did set up right by another beer tent last week. It was we were right by a tent, but they couldn't serve beer. Like, that is depressing. That is a scary thing to be right there. They're letting us out. It's always a bad thing when I get a texter that says, "Don't read this on the air." Wait, don't read this on the air. Okay, I won't read your next text on the air. But it always scares me. And that is a note, by the way. If you're a Hall of Famer, you know the rules of texting. If you're gonna say something sensitive and you don't want me to put it out there, because I've been guilty of this even when you follow the rules. Throw in "don't read this" or "not for air" before you start writing the text. However, I've had texters before that have sent me stuff. It's a dot for air, and then I skipped past that part, and I read it on air. So I have made those mistakes, but if you don't want me to read a text that you're sending in, be very clear with me and say, don't do that. Eastside Chris, Go Pokes is on notice. Wow. Smitty is trying to turn the Hall of Famers against Go Pokes. Noob, as much as I hate Wyoming now, because that's the fun of the rivalry, you talk crap back and forth to each other, so it's okay. So he's saying, no, don't revoke. Thank you, Jackson. Jackson is just the man out here. CB and Potts, you come out here and you tip him with all the money that you have, because he is phenomenal out here at CB and Potts. He has been taking care of our very needy staff out here, and if anybody can do that, then yeah, he's good. So come out to CB and Potts, ask for Jackson, tip the crap out of him for me, okay? First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The party gets started here at 3 o'clock today as a part of the Friday Night Lights kickoff CSU football weekend. And, man, it is going to be a blast. Anytime we see Zvi Brewing show up, they're going to be parking right next to us. We know the party has started. Why do we always end up sitting right by a beer tent while we got to do radio for another several hours? I don't know. It's a smart idea. Who I'm talking about. We're going to have great breweries out here, great beer out here, wonderful food. You guys got to stop by. If you're in the Fort Collins area, get out here, have some fun with us, and let's get set for the border war. Okay. I'm getting weird texts, and you need to elaborate, texter. Elaborate. Border war. Who you got? Let's start getting into it. Wyoming or CSU? And give me one reason why you believe that. Because picture on Friday, everybody knows that. I still have a pick to make, and that's coming up at the end of the show today. I got, what do we have left, Mike? Three more games? We've got Border War, we've got UNC South Dakota, and Air Force and Dos Equis. Is that right, Mike? I think we lost Mike. Mike, where were you, buddy? I was worried about you.
Lots of buttons to press. Lots of buttons today.
Okay, that's Mike's contribution to the show today. Lots of buttons to press.
First, I missed one of those.
885-200-043. Buttons. What button did you miss?
Oh, it's complicated, and it would be a boring story.
Okay, that has never stopped you before. However, that's a growth moment for you, realizing that it would be boring and not telling us that story.
Who wants to hear about a bridge?
No. We don't want to hear your bridge stories. We don't want to do that. For Wyoming, I just can't in the very it's going to be legit. I think as long as you is there, there's going to be a mentality there that this team is excellent. Now, it was to look out for these guys back and run back is Thurman Williams. They're both friends. He believes that both of those guys maybe start, if not start playing. Goes are having this one. Is that a good thing? Do you have Army at corner? Could be. These guys could be electric freshmen. We've seen it before. I'm not really using that as a take. It's just for go First Advantage text line 8530-0043. Text coming in. He's saying 231-0-1-3. There's more attention to detail, Hossini speed, and home field advantage. I am excited. Is Hossini. I'm really interested, really fast. Super fast. But that honest speed watch that we're always worried about here on the show, this guy does have it. I'm shocked if Kayvon Farrar at this point. He starts, then great, rock and roll. I was out of practice a week ago. I mean, he looked what during the game? Or during practice? What they see? Everybody looked fine. I can't walk away. At Rams, we're like, what did you learn from practice? And it's like, They got guys that are running around catching passes with no defense on them. So, see much from Case on Ferrari would tell you they both fine. But I, you don't get a chance for, and again, I know it's Oklahoma State, but still, it's a high position. As far as it is. You don't get a transfer from Oklahoma State to come on the bench. That's my main takeaway. And our insiders, you know, Kevin Lytle from Colorado, and I think he's 477 times on KFA this week that he believes is going to be awesome. So I would be absolutely shocked if we see anything other than that. I do hope it's a good game. Aaron's cooking is what gets C2 the edge in the board. This is gonna be a good game. 47 minutes to an hour. Let's quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number two on the show. Coming up is the show. We'll get to predictions. We got that more recap from the was all that more. More fallout from this LSU situation. Give me a call.
Front Range Spare Change returns for the 2026 football season. Find podcasts on 1310kfk.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
This is Brian Howell, Buffs Insider for BuffBlitz.com for the On3 Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. Apologies for the sound. Just got to call it what it is. We had connection issues here. But I think we've got it figured out because I'm telling you, I give him a lot of crap, but Michael Kirkpatrick is just, he is a wizard back there. And he figured it out, man. On the fly, he found a way to do it. Welcome back into the show. We're live and on location at CB and Potts Restaurant and Tap Room out at the Collindale Golf Course. Now, the party starts here at 3 o'clock, so come by, grab some lunch here at CB and Potts, or if you're preparing to come out later this afternoon, they're going to have, they get the stage back there, they're getting that all set up, live music from Funky Business. I've heard good things about this band, so I'm excited to hear them. They got a bouncy castle, or bouncy house, face painting for the kids. This is, we're kicking off the weekend out here for the Border War. And so I want to hear your thoughts. Who's winning this game and why? Don't just tell me you think CSU's going to win. There's not a lot. I get it. There's not a lot right now. You can say home field advantage. You believe in Jim Mora. I do believe in Jim. I think this guy, whatever happens tomorrow, this was a home run hire for CSU. Jay Norvell was a good hire. I stand by it. It just didn't work out. But I agree with the decision for CSU. I agreed with them at the time to do it. I don't know why it went so wrong. You know, this whole air raid, Ford air raid thing, it was supposed to be high flying, throwing out of the field like crazy. It just didn't work out. They didn't really recruit the guys that fit that system, so they had to go to more of a rushing attack type of team, and they were good at that, especially, you know, 2 years ago when they did go bowling. They won, what, they went 8? You know, it worked. They had a really easy schedule, and I get that. But I liked the move. The Jim Mora move, I love. I was excited about Bobo. Adazio, not so much. And I remember, the reasons for that was mainly at the time because they had other candidates before him that they were ready to move on, but then started doing more background research on these guys, and it turned out they were kind of a handful, like some bad stuff. But then Adazio got the job. That's why I wasn't crazy about it. So I'm being honest with you. All right, final hour of the show coming up. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Later on here. Keep it here on The Whole Show live from CB and Potts. Come out and say hello here in Fort Collins. We'll be right back.
This
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.